Ocho, or 8th Street, in the heart of Miami's Little Havana. This gallery has been open since June last year, and is one of just a handful showing artwork from Cuba in the city. Freire is excited about the art being produced inside Cuba. She says gallery owners and art dealers can often get good prices for Cuban art, making it a solid investment. She says artists on the island are keen to have their work shown in the United States because it gives them cachet.
There's New York, and there's Los Angeles, and there's Chicago, and the moment your name gets out there, you're in a different league altogether.
Freire, who is a Cuban national, has a license from the U.S. Treasury Department to travel to Cuba to buy art, which is exempt from the decades-old economic embargo. She's personally brought back 6 oil paintings from Cuba by artists such as Frank Nunez, Luis Saldana, and Ariel. The René Gallery also displays work by Cubans in Miami, including José Llama, who came to Florida just 6 years ago. He says Cuban artists aspire to have their work shown overseas.
Los artistas son seres humanos que son universales. Y no son artistas locales.
An artist is a universal human being, and in general, they are not simply local. They are universal creatures. For an artist, it is extremely important that the work be a universal type of work that is seen not only in the United States, but in Europe and Japan. And if they were to open a gallery on another planet, then that would be important also.
José Llama is a prolific painter, and his work often lines the walls of the René Gallery. But some Cuban-Americans are uncomfortable with the close ties that galleries like this have with the communist country. They believe no business should be done there, even in the name of art. Luis Martinez is a Cuban-American and a professor at the University of Central Florida. He says understanding the experience of those who left Cuba for the U.S. helps to explain why many oppose dealings of any kind with the communist island.
First, you were fired from your work, the Committees for the Defense of the Revolution harassed you systematically, you were humiliated on your way out, you had to leave everything. I think it's important that we recognize how deep that trauma is.
Elena Freire believes that just 5 years ago her gallery would not have survived in Little Havana, but that a softening in attitudes towards Cuba by exiles in Miami means she can run her business without fear of reprisals.
We're all human beings, and we all admire beauty, and we all should have the opportunity to be able to collect it wherever it comes from. It also is a way of understanding different countries. And I think it's important in that sense.
Freire says she's planning to return to Cuba soon to collect 4 more paintings for her gallery. Steve Moore for VOA News, Miami.